Good morning. It's Mengezi Zikali here on the Mengezi Show right here on Radio Life and Style 88 FM. I hope we're all having such a beautiful Monday. I know it's a bit chilly outside, but you know, it's a brand new week. Another week of full of opportunities and keeping the streak alive. So, whatever your goals are, you started last week, don't stop today. Let's get back on the streak, you know. Let's get back, because you know, success isn't built in one big moment, but it's built through small, consistent actions repeated every single day. So the streak never dies. So I think the theme of today is that the streak can never die today, you know. So let's keep going. Let's keep the same momentum that we had last week and keep going this week again. So because maybe last week wasn't perfect, you know. Maybe there was a couple setbacks, you know, that kind of got us back a bit, got us off track. But you know, it's okay. It's Monday today. It's a new week. We've hit the reset button, and today is another chance to show up and work a bit harder, and then keep believing in yourself a bit more. And I know today we have a couple cool things on the show. I would love you to send a couple voice notes on air today, just so you can tell me what you're grateful for. We just came back from a weekend of just beautiful being outside with family, and if you were working, this is also a time to kind of get back at home and chill a bit and be able to know what you're grateful for. So if you can send us like a WhatsApp voice note on 071-185-1471 and just tell me what you're grateful for in 30 seconds so I can know what are you grateful for. And up next we have Steve Graham, Monday Morning Blues. So that was Take Away the Monday Morning Blues with Steve Graham. And you heard that right here on
The Heartbeat of Bonito 88.0.
So that was Lady Zamar, First Class. And the time is 28 minutes past 9. And you're listening to Radio Life and Style 88 FM. So, a little bit of a sports update. We know this past weekend, our weekends are full of sports, actually. Let's actually take that into consideration. So there's always something to watch. So you can't complain that there's nothing to watch on TV. There's always some sports. And this past weekend on Saturday, we had the Bucks playing. And look, the Springboks continued their impressive form with a 24-28 victory over Scotland at the Lotus Stadium in Pretoria in the Nations Championship. So it was a match full of intensity, of course, as usual, skill, determination, and look, showing once again that South African rugby is unmatched. It's one of those things that we just know that we're probably the best team in the world. Not even probably, we are the best team in the world. And look, and again, you know, sports kind of also reminds us that success doesn't come from one talent alone. It comes from preparation, teamwork, and also discipline, most importantly, because those the boys went out on the field and they showed real determination and real preparation to be able to win a game as such. And a little bit of an update of what's happening too with the Bonito Pro, something closer to home right here on the North Coast. Over the weekend, one of the highlights was that the Durban skater, Taylor Houston, who claimed the O'Neill Bonito Pro Skate Jam title this past weekend on Saturday, whereby he was skating and he was able to actually come first in the skating competition. And there was up to, I think there was up 30,000 up for grabs for the title. And this kind of just shows you that, you know, the Bellito Pro isn't just about, you know, surfing and anything like that. But, you know, it brings so much together, you know, all kinds of sports like skating, surfing, and also just culture, music too. Because on Thursday, there's one of the first music concerts that's going to be happening at Salt Rock, and also on Friday too. So those are things to look out for. It's not just one thing, it's really a festival, let's put it like that. Let's just call it the Bellito Pro Festival at this point, because there's so much happening around it that just brings everyone together. So if you are in Bellito or on the North Coast, find yourself around that area and go and see what the Bellito Pro Festival has for you at this point. But yeah, up next we have Tyler Water, and you're hearing this on Radio Life and Style 88 FM.
The heartbeat of Bellito 88 FM.
So you are listening to the heartbeat of Bellito Radio Life and Style 88 FM. And in the beginning of the show, we spoke about how we have a little segment called What Are You Grateful For? So I did invite you to send in a few voice notes on 071-185-1471. So tell me what you're grateful for as we start this new week. And I have a few voice notes that are sent by you telling me what are you grateful for?
Good morning to the listeners of Radio Life and Style. My name is Umelo Simzimela. And today I'm just grateful. You know, this week I am grateful for God's blessings over my life. I'm grateful for his protection over my life. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm just grateful for the little things that sometimes we can take for granted, you know. So I'm just grateful for that. And I just hope everyone has a beautiful and blessed week, and may God protect you and yours.
And you heard that. That's another voice note of what you're grateful for, because every single day there's something to be grateful about. You know, it's so important to sometimes slow things down a bit, because, you know, Monday isn't just a day to, like, just, you know, do nothing or just not be grateful of what you have so far, because we've gone so far. Wherever you are in your life, it wasn't easy for you to reach where you are. So, you know, it's so important to practice being grateful for your life going forward, you know, whether it's your family, whether it's your health, whether it's just a new opportunity that you're about to embark on. That's something that's super important to make sure that you are grateful for every single day. And I do have another voice note for you to kind of explain what you are grateful for. So let's go.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Asanda Mguni. I am from Adams Mission. This morning, I'm super, super grateful for the gift of salvation. I am nothing without Jesus. I am so grateful for his love, and I hope everybody comes to realize that Jesus loves them. Thank you.
That's another one. Showing how much you are grateful, making sure that your faith stands much more stronger every single day, whether you're Christian or not. You know, it's just a matter of, like, look, have faith in something and make sure that you have the strongest faith. And that's something to be grateful about every single day. And that's not the last one. I have one last one for you, hey? So let's go.
Hey everyone, I'm Melissa Hamlin, and I am so grateful for the start of the new week. And I just celebrated my birthday over the weekend. Two of my best friends came to surprise me from far and wide. So I'm really grateful for all the love that I got from friends and family. It definitely gave me an extra skip in my step so that I can conquer everything that I need to this week and have a successful plan of action for everything that I need to get done.
So that was our voice note. So you still are able to send through your voice notes on 071-185-1471 and just let us know what you are grateful for. And I think the next song, Jenna Aiko, would be able to kind of give us a bit of a reflection on being grateful and having guidance. Guidance by Jenna Aiko.
88FM, Bellito's number one music station. Join the conversation on WhatsApp.
071-185-1471. 88FM is on WhatsApp. Send your voice notes and messages to 071-185-1471.
And you're listening to Radio Life and Style 88FM. And let's have a bit of a serious conversation a bit now around what's happening in South Africa. So on the 1st of July, we got a new act that got implemented in South Africa called the Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act. And simply, this act is designed to kind of improve road safety by encouraging, you know, responsible driving. Because instead of paying traffic fines and forgetting about them, the system also keeps track of your driving behavior in a way. So this is kind of it's used in a way to treat traffic violations as administrative penalties rather than criminal offenses that for breaking a few rules on the road, you don't now have to go into jail, but it's now a matter of, look, you have an administrative duty to now pay a certain fee or of some sort. So This act is broken down into three stages. The first stage is the infringement notice. So when you commit a traffic violation of some sort, you have 32 days to respond to this, or else you pay a fine. And if you pay that fine within the 32 days, you get a 50% discount on it. If you are a person who owns a fleet of some sort, and you have Ubers or you have trucks or anything like that, and the vehicle is registered under you, but you weren't the one driving during the violation, so now you can redirect that specific fine towards the actual driver. So instead of you paying all the fines because of someone else, you now get to nominate the driver of that actual vehicle if you have a fleet of some sort. And then you also, the second stage is a courtesy letter. If you don't respond to the fine within 32 days, you're then issued a courtesy letter where you would have to pay within that 32 days. And once you get that letter, you are not liable for, you cannot get that 50% discount on the fine that you previously had if you paid within the first 32 days. I know it's getting a bit confusing, but it's actually very simple. And then you also have an added administrative fee for not paying the fine. So I'd say pay the fine so you don't get the second stage. And then the last stage of it is the demerit system, which has kind of brought in a bit of some controversy a bit, where people don't understand how that works. And currently it's not being implemented as yet, but it is in the process. So if you are a resident of Guaduguza, you are going to be under this new administrative act to ensure the road safety. But the demerit system has not yet been implemented in the act as yet. So all the drivers, we all start from 0 points. So every traffic infringement carries a specific weight. So for speeding, might carry 1 or 3 points, depending on how much you've actually infringed on that. And then drivers are up to 12, or drivers are, will be able to have up to 12 demerit points. And after that, your license might be suspended for 3 months or anything like that if you exceed the 12 points. So just don't break the law. I think that's just the bottom line of this whole act. So look, this act, I know it has a lot of controversy around it. A lot of people don't like it. But to be honest, it's all about just ensuring that you do your job driving while on the road, and you keep the safety of others at mind and all the time, because every safe decision behind the wheel protects not only you but the family, the families of the people that you're sharing the road with. So always keep that in the back of your mind when you are driving, and please just don't break the law. I think that's the most important thing. Hey, and up next we have Majozi. Hold tight. Hold tight,
lift up your of Belita 88.0.
So I have one last voice note. So for the people who'd like to participate, and let us know what you are grateful for as we start this week ahead. And I think it's so important, so we just show a bit of some gratitude as we live. And let's go.
Good morning to the listeners. I'm Ngezi. My name is Mikita Kumalo, and I think we should all just be grateful this morning. that God woke us up today. There were so many people that did not get the opportunity to see another day, but we did. And that should be our motivation going into the week we have ahead. That God has woken us up. That means we have a purpose to fulfill. We need to get to our dreams and our aspirations in life. Because if we don't, someone else will. But I hope everyone has a good and a blessed day. And shout out Mengezi.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you. That's so beautiful. Like making sure that every single day we are grateful. You know, a lot of people wish they had an opportunity to be where you are today, but they didn't get that opportunity. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind as you go through this day. I know it gets tough. We get our setbacks, but, you know, that's not a reason to not stay shining, to not stay winning every single day, because you are a born winner and you're born to be the best of the best. And, you know what? It just always saddens me, but as we all know, all good things do come to an end. And thank you for listening to the Mengezi Show today on Radio Life and Style. And one thing I just want you to have in the back of your mind today is that, you know, stay grateful, stay focused, keep your momentum going, and celebrate the small wins. Because learn from the setbacks, never stop moving forward. Every week is a positive week to ensure that you are able to keep the streak going. And my name is Mengezi, and I am signing out.